I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. This week, I know we're preparing for Easter, but many of you may be listening to this post-Easter, so I want to give you a short walk through Proverbs of Purpose. And I can't think of a better place to go for you to be able to discover wisdom from God's Word than to hear from the wisest, wealthiest man, Solomon, as he writes these words of wisdom to his son, David. And let me just start in chapter 1, beginning in verse 2. Their purpose, speaking of this teaching, their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. And these proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance. By exploring the meaning in these proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and their riddles. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. That's the first seven verses in chapter 1 of the book of Proverbs. My friend, as we prepare to meditate on this day, I invite you now to allow the wisdom and discipline of the Word of God to become a fountain of true knowledge inside your soul, and let it well up inside of you. And let their purpose accomplish what the Scriptures say it is, to teach you, and that you might live disciplined and successful lives. So draw attention to your breath, and with every breath, just breathe normally. With every breath, settle your soul, settle your mind, settle your heart. Let that heart rate fall, let your muscles fall at ease. And let's tell the Lord two things today that you're grateful for. Lord, I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then join me in this prayer. Lord God, thank you for this day and the time to hear from you, to learn from you, and to walk with discipline and success in my life. And now let's draw a couple of deep breaths and draw the difference as if you're walking through a vapor barrier from the noise of the world into the quietude with God. Let's breathe. Now, friend, in the quietude where there's no other noise, allow God to speak to you, maybe with nudges, with promptings, maybe with a taser or to poke you. And maybe like me, you can audibly hear the voice of God as you've spent so much time with him. You know exactly what he's directing you to do. But you find that in these moments of quietude. I'll mind the time. And in just a few moments, I'll be back to close our time of meditation. So thanks so much for joining us on this weekday meditation. I know it was a blessing for you to have a few moments to hear from the Lord. One of the things that I do after following a time of meditation and quietude, I like to write down what I believe the Lord is saying to me, and then I can confirm that as He speaks to me through the day. And I tend to grab my copy of Power Routines and write that down in the notes section so that each day, by the end of the day, I can look and see, did I walk in the favor and promise of God? Friend, I am so grateful that you join us each weekday for weekday meditation. Thanks so much, and I look forward to being back tomorrow for another Proverb of Purpose.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.